Good morning, it's 8464CA. Been talking to a few musicians in the last couple of weeks, better than all the politicians leading up to the federal election. But it's great to support a local girl. And, you know, she was born in Townsville, we can't deny that, but she's lived in Mina Creek and she lives here on the northern beaches. Greta Stanley joins me this morning. Good morning, Greta. How are you?
Hey, Murray, I'm well. How are you going?
Yeah, really excited to talk to you because I know my son's a real fan of yours and I didn't actually realise that you're a local girl as well. You've got an amazing sound. They kind of call it an Australian indie folk sound, but I'm sure you don't like to be put into a box. But being a local, really keen to talk to you about your album launch, which is coming up on the 6th of August. It's happening at the Tanks. What an amazing venue. Just on a sideline, you must really enjoy, you know, historic, amazing venues like the Tanks.
Yeah, the Tanks is the best venue in Cairns. I'd say the best venue in Australia that we've kind of got to play in. It's always really beautiful and it's so, like, I don't know, I guess it's so very far north Queensland. It's so green and the surroundings and just the environment is really beautiful. So to go and play there, it's just like it's already a prime location. And I mean, all of the staff there are awesome and the sound guys are always amazing. They always look after us there. So, yeah, we're stoked to be playing a headlining show there for, yeah, the new album. And, yeah, very excited. It's the last show of the tour that we're doing. So we wanted to finish up on home grounds and end on a high. So yeah,
and you're right. It's such a beautiful little spot tucked away in there. You know, technically it must be a little bit difficult though. Not only have you got all those timbers, which after a few bevvies you can sometimes run into, but it's not your typical. I mean, it was never designed back in 1936 to be a type of concert venue. But I guess it's just as you said, it's so evocative of tropical North Queensland.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, obviously not specifically designed for the purpose that it's used for now, but I think it's great that it is serving this purpose and it's a real kind of standout venue amongst everything else that you've got, you know, north of, I don't know, I'd imagine like there's no other venue really that I know of that's the same. So yeah, it's definitely a standout venue and I feel like for people that, you know, haven't been to Cairns before or get to come here and play, like what a cool story for people from outside of here that didn't know about it, just to be able to play in such an incredible space. So yeah,
and such a range of things that you find there at the Tanks, not just Greta Stanley. And of course it's actually called, and I should actually mention the name of the actual tour, it's Real Love in Real Life. But tell me, I was doing a bit of research and you sang a beautiful song about your mum and a home, and it was obviously filmed, obviously in the region. It looked like an old Queenslander. You know, bringing things back home to this part of the world is obviously part of your real signature as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I tend to write a lot of songs about, you know, where I am, and the weather is definitely used a lot in my songs, like metaphorically. And yeah, I've written quite a few songs about far north Queensland, or ones that have definitely been inspired about it here. That's just, I guess, the way I write. I draw from whatever is going on around me, and sometimes exaggerated or, I've definitely always kind of been like a heart on my sleeve writer, and just being up, you know, living in far north Queensland for the most part of my life since seven, definitely inspired by everything that's around me. And we live in such a beautiful place in the world, like, you know, there's so much greenery and there's so much water and there's creeks and rivers and the beaches. And I love getting to see the big cities when we do kind of travel for music. But we were just saying when we came home from our Brisbane and Sydney leg of the tour that we're just so lucky to live here and to come home to such a like relaxing kind of base to live in. So yeah, we love it.
It's got a real vibrancy, but at the same time it's very down to earth. Now look, you know, sadly we don't play any Greta Stanley songs here on 4CA, but we're about to change that in a couple of minutes time. But you know, just for the audience to understand, and they're going to hear your voice and some tracks from you in a couple of minutes time, but just explain to me, you know, when we talk about Australian indie folk, it really is quite an accessible sound as well, I think, in a lot of ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I guess over the years, my sound is always changing. So, I mean, back in the day, I predominantly performed solo with an acoustic guitar. And then, you know, after I did a bunch of, like, songs and put out my first EP, I kind of found a band. And then we started doing more, maybe a bit more like indie rock, indie folk. And then the latest stuff has been a bit more in the pop world. But in saying that, there's definitely slower, more acoustic songs on it. We've even put a country song on it. And I think that's just, you know, myself as a person, I'm pretty, well, one, indecisive, and two, just inspired by so many things that I don't want to stick to, you know, a certain genre. And I feel like with being creative and expressing yourself, I don't want to feel like there's rules to what sound I have to make just because people might be expecting that from me. I obviously do it for me and to express something. So, there's a bit of a mix on the album, a bit of pop, a bit of more stripped-back acoustic stuff, and, we're just stuck in a country one just for a good measure.
Well, I mean, you know, without giving your age away, but, yeah, sadly you're about half my age, doing my quick calculations, 54, you can probably work it out from there. But, I mean, you're at an age where you should be exploring boundaries, and particularly, you know, you've had this wonderful success so early in your career. So, you know, it makes a lot of sense that you would be exploring boundaries, and, you know, I guess your identity, but also, I guess, you know, those different styles of music. So it makes a lot of sense too.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like we all really lost, you know, 2 years of our lives with COVID. So, I mean, technically I could be 25, but yeah, I guess COVID kind of had an impact on the way that we, the music I was making as well. Like, it was obviously a hard time for everyone, and I've always made quite emotional music, and I wanted to kind of have a few more, like, I don't know, hopeful, upbeat songs, you know, that were a bit more upbeat, you know?
Excellent. Well, look, I really enjoyed speaking to you this morning, and I did get over the fact that you were actually technically born in Townsville, but yeah, you're obviously a local girl now. You've spent a lot of time. And look, you know, I can hear it in your enthusiasm and your sound when we hear you in just a sec as well, that you really are a true Far North Queensland girl. Holloway's Beach, to be precise. I'm going to keep an eye out for you now. But don't forget, go and check it out. It's a brand new album and really accessible to people of all ages, and just so good to support a local. Real Love in Real Life. It's a special Cairns celebration at the Tanks on the 6th of August. Tickets are available at Ticketlink. I'm going to play a bit of a grab from one of your songs just to give the audience a bit of a taste. But Greta, it's been a real delight to talk to you this morning. I certainly really enjoy your music as well.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Murray. Thanks for having me.
Always happy to support a local. Let's have a taste of one of her songs and check out the video of this one, When January Comes. It was actually recorded in Brinsmead, a couple of spots there that looked remarkably familiar. Here she is, Greta Stanley.
It's warmer in these months. The sun rides your back. All the way home till it sets like concrete stone. Burns underneath, you better lift your feet, you better run. And there's a holiday heat that drives through these streets and into our homes where the kids play free.
Wow, what an amazing voice and a really diverse sound as well. Go and check her out, 6th of August at the Tanks, and check out the video to that particular song, When January Comes. Brinsmead will come to mind and some of our local areas. Good on you, Greta, a great girl and a wonderful, wonderful voice.
The 2020 Retro Countdown.